1961, the late great bassist Scott LaFaro with him in the trio Paul Motion on drums, and it was produced by Ron Kipnews, and it's quite an album. It's an LP entitled Explorations, and it's now available on CD from Amazon. And let's see, up next, before, let me tell you, we opened the show with one of my favorite vocalists and artists, a very lovely and talented Kate McGarry. She has a nice website too, Kate McGarry. The last name is spelled McGarry, katemcgarry.com. That was from Girl Talk, which has a wonderful selection of tunes on there. And it does feature a great guitar by Keith Gantz, who happens to be her husband, and Gary Versace on organ and piano, Ruby Rogers on a nice bass player on that, and Richmond Clarence Penn, an old friend, on drums. And pretty nice. Thank you. I enjoyed that. We're going to talk about her some more and play another track from another recording when we get to a second hour. And the Bella was Trio is wonderful. That's a classic. Up next, this is a great significant trumpet player, Wynton Marsalis. And I think you'll like this. This is from an album entitled Standard Time, Into a Sea Calling. And this is Sleepy Town, Down South. Thank you.
Do nothing till you hear from me.
Singing, of course, that was Sweet Lorraine. What a nice sound. Houston is. Before that, we heard from a young pianist and vocalist, although he did a nice arrangement just with his voice and a wonderful bass sound line behind him, and that would be John Prue. He spells it Proulx. John Prue from his album Moon and Sand. And the great bass work was by Chuck Berghoff. What a nice big fat sound. He gets a nice growl in the blue E string. Well, up next, I do this occasionally, but I thought this might be interesting to you. I'm going to play two different arrangements of an old standard, Blue Moon. I'm sure most of you have heard that many, many times. The first is a recent recording by the great trombonist Bob McChesney, and he's accompanied by vocalist and pianist Pat Tuzzolino. And then, I'm going to follow that directly, an early 1954 recording of Blue Moon by Billy Holiday, so I think you'll enjoy this. And if you're listening, sure, this is for you.
möchte uns jetzt den singenden Star unserer Show zu präsentieren. Ihre Stimme ist die Stimme des Jazz, eine Stimme, die nicht zu imitieren ist, die durch 100 berühmte Platten in aller Welt bekannt geworden ist. Sie wird von Carl Drinkard am Piano, Elaine Layton und Red Mitchell begleitet. Meine Damen und Herren, the great Lady Day, Miss Billie Holiday.
Without a dream in my eyes, without a love of love.
send me a signed copy of it to you. I've heard him play a couple of times. He was the last pianist that was with the Ray Brown Trio, and he's really something. Anyway, his bassist on this is Hassan Shakur, and Greg Hutchinson is the drummer, and that, of course, was that old Double Moon, the great Larry Feller. Up next, play something from my good friend Jack, who loves J.J. Johnson, and a couple of other trombone players as well. This is a great tune that was actually written by J.J. This was recorded in 1983 and features the great vibraphonist Bill Jackson, and the bassist on this playing those beautiful bass lines. Brother Ray Brown, Lament.
Thank you.
basis on that too. 1983, still very much alive on the Cool Jazz set. We finished his first hour, by the way, with John Mayer, and he has a nice album entitled Nightscape, and he features Rufus Reed on bass and Robert Curdy on drums, and this is pianist John Mayer's arrangement of The Touch of Your Lips. Thank you.
Thank you.